But Isaiah chapter 25. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Thanks be to God. Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Revelation chapter 7. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more, nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Thanks be to God. Let us all pray. Into your hand, O merciful Savior, I commend my spirit. Acknowledge me as a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your redeeming. Receive me into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. May my soul rest in peace with the souls of all the faithful departed. May I gaze upon you face to face. May angels surround me, and the saints welcome me in the courts of your heavenly dwelling place, where there is no longer any darkness or any weeping. Take me, O my crucified and risen Savior, in you I trust. Let me never be condemned. Amen.